Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Beck, and today I will be reading Walking and Talking with Jesus, written by me, Beck Miesmer. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this space today, and we say, fill us with your peace, your presence, and your power. For your glory, Lord Jesus, renew a right spirit within each one of us and remove any junk that's resting in our spirit today, and purify us like gold to be more and more like you. Help us to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear where you're working in us and in our children, our spouses, our families, and anyone we encounter, so that we may cooperate with your plans for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture verse today comes from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, which says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." A quote from one of my favorite worship songs, which was written by John Egan and sung by New Life Worship during a very dark time for our church, is called "Overcome." And the lyrics go like this: "Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan, you're sending us out. Light in this broken land." Walking and talking with Jesus. This beautiful passage, which is full of warnings and several promises, records the continuation of the final conversation between Jesus and his followers after the Last Supper. It is not known exactly where this conversation took place, but we know it was during the hours preceding Jesus' intense prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. With the crucifixion looming ahead, the excruciating details of which he would have already known, these final instructions and teaching are a testament to Jesus' selfless and loving nature. He focused on comforting his disciples and warning them of what was to come when, in fact, Jesus himself desperately needed comforting that night. Frightened and confused by many of his warnings and vague declarations, the disciples struggled to make sense of what Jesus was saying. Naturally, Jesus knew that his words would not be fully understood at the time, but his foresight not only demonstrated his deity, but also prepared the disciples for the day when he would not be physically present. Many wonderful promises are made in this passage, such as the assurance of the Holy Spirit to come as a counselor to guide us into all truth. Jesus also promised that their grief would turn to joy and that all his followers would be scattered, an echo of the prophecy in Zechariah, which says, "Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." As we know, believers were scattered to the four corners of the earth, a necessary occurrence for the gospel to spread to all nations. The promises of Jesus in John 16, though given to his disciples over 2,000 years ago, are just as relevant today. We, as followers of Jesus, have the Holy Spirit to intercede for us, guide us, and convict us of our sin. Additionally, our grief will be turned to joy, and whatever we ask in Jesus' name, we shall receive in accordance with his will. And finally, Jesus promised that life would be hard, but to take comfort in the fact that he, the Savior of the world, has overcome it all, suffering, death, and sin. He came to reconcile us to God so that we might have peace and relationship with Him. He, our Savior and friend, desires to walk and talk with us, comforting, counseling, and preparing us for what lies ahead. Blessings and love, Beck. If you have time today or perhaps this week, I encourage you read through the entire chapter of John 16. And then, after reading through this chapter of John, ask, were there any promises listed that God highlighted in my heart? If so, write them down. A faith-filled idea to try at home is to imagine that you're in the garden with Jesus when he is talking with his closest followers and friends. What would you have asked him if you had been there sitting at his feet among the disciples? Write your question down and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, giving you new insight and clarity. Pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, speak to me." As I was asking God for a word for you today before I read through my devotional, I felt as though you needed encouragement to keep fighting the good fight. I know that you often feel alone in your faith journey, just as Jesus felt alone when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, despite being surrounded by his three closest friends. I know, believe me, I know that it can feel as though you're failing as a mom, but you are not. The fact that you took a moment to be encouraged today through his word speaks volumes about your heart posture. You desire to grow as a mother for the sake of your children, for your family. So if I could offer one piece of wisdom for you today, it would be to truly plug in to a small group with your faith family, a Bible study, or perhaps a life-giving book group with some friends where you have the opportunity to grow in friendship with other godly women. God uses the beautiful, strong believers that I surround myself with to strengthen my faith, to keep me humble, and to alleviate much of my loneliness as a mom. Friend, as you are walking with Jesus, ask him to open your eyes to his truth and your heart to a deeper understanding of the depth of his love for you, and ask him about his plans for you and for your children. You might say, "Jesus, share your plans with me for each of my children. I desire to be part of everything that you have for them by partnering with you rather than accidentally working against you in my own sin." Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this sweet sister in Christ who's listening here today, whose heart is bowed before you in a desire to grow and learn from you, our perfect teacher. Lord Jesus, I bind every scheme of the enemy over her mind, her body, and her spirit today in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that you would fill her with your perfect peace, your perfect presence, and your unending power. I pray that you would be glorified through her heart and through her family. Father God, I pray that she would see you with new eyes this week, and that as she follows you, I pray that her children would see a beautiful example of a Christ-following mama who is humble in heart, who is gentle, who is kind, who speaks life and love and truth over each one of them. I pray that as she walks and she talks with you, Lord Jesus, that her knowledge and her love of you would grow exponentially. And I pray that she would radiate your peace, your joy, and your love upon everyone she encounters. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening today, friend. We love you and we are praying for you. Stay strong in his mighty power, mama.